Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and I'm so excited that you're here listening to this program today. Of course, I'm under the weather, and I'm sure many of you can hear that in my voice, and therefore we have a recording that will be played for you today. Saying that today is our prayer day, there's a message I want you to listen to if you have the availability and the time to listen, entitled Prayers That Astonish. Today is our prayer day on the page, and I want you to join us tonight. I will be on the prayer call. I want you to join us tonight on our prayer call there with PSM. I love you all. I miss the interacting and all of that we do on a daily basis, but I must take care of myself. My voice is a part of me. Really, that's all I have. And if I don't take care of my throat and, of course, my health, then, in fact, you know, I can't do what I do. And I'm on medication and what have you. And I just want to make sure that I recover the best way I can. So therefore, I want you to hear this message. It's a powerful message, and I'm sure it's going to be a blessing to your life if you listen to it, entitled Prayers That Astonish. Don't forget tonight on the page, hallelujah, our prayer call at 10 o'clock, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, led by Denise Conyers and Elder Bennett, and we will be on the call, praise the Lamb of God. People of God, pray for the prophet, okay? I love you guys. Y'all ask me to pray for you. I pray for you all. Now pray for me. I love you. I bless you.
So that you can get the entire periphery or the storyline here. I'm familiar to many of us who frequent this area. Beginning at the first verse out of the King James Version, it reads, "Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread, and when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four, I know this word so well, somebody say it for me, quadrants, that's it, quadrants of soldiers to keep him, intending after Egypt, after Easter, to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made." Everybody listen to this part real good. "Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. And the keepers before the door kept the prison, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shone in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, Cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second war, they came into the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which openeth to them to his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forward the angel departed from them, from him. And when there was come to him, when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know with surety that the Lord has sent an angel, and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people, of all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying." Everybody said they were praying. "And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a denizen came to hearken for the answer to the door, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, it is his angel. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. I want to talk about prayers that will astonish you. Prayers that will astonish you. Praise the Lord. Allow me to begin by saying that the error of the text, praise the Lamb of God, that is under scrutiny today, was during the hour of the persecuted church, as is known in church history. The church was under heavy persecution, as, of course, persecution really was the midwife of the church, and that it spread the gospel across the then known world through the agency of persecution. And this persecution was that many of us have not and probably never will experience due to the liberality of our faith and the freedom and worship as we would here in America, according to our Constitution, that we have the right of our own religious practice. And so therefore, we may never experience this level of persecution, but we all know that we have to deal with the onslaughts of the enemy in the spirit realm, praise the Lamb of God. As Satan consistently and persistently presses upon us to cause us to give way in our faith, in our dedication, in our commitment to God. And so therefore, we have to come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, recognizing that in this hour of God desiring to perform signs, wonders, and miracles in our lives, that there is going to be persecution. We must never rest in our thinking or in our position and posture concerning the subtle movement and the attack of the enemy. Praise the Lamb of God. When we look at even our armor that is described to us in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, when we read all of the equipment, our feet shod, and our helmet of salvation, and our girdles on, and our breastplate, and even our sword of the Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, which is the Word of God, the only thing that really gives us the edge on the enemy is when the Scriptures tell us, praying always, above all things, it said, praying always in the Holy Ghost. So we must understand the importance of our prayer life in this season. Because if you really want to see God move in your life, then you're going to have to really resolve to posture yourself in the position of the church that we just read about, so that God can astonish you and astonish those around you and your enemy at the level of deliverance, at the level of provision, praise the Lamb of God, that He has for you in this season. When I first looked at the Baptist church, the Lord told me, He said, my people are not pressing into the place of prayer in this season the way I need them to. Now, I want you all to really pay attention to that quote that I just gave you from God. Because when the Spirit of the Lord speaks to me and tells me something of that magnitude, it goes down into my spirit. And His words enter my spirit.
and we're looking at Congress, the most often me now, and the Senate and our mayors and everybody else for deliverance when we know there is only one that can truly deliver us. Praise the Lamb of God. So when I looked at this and I heard this in my spirit and I looked at this text, the Spirit said, tell them that I'm ready to astonish them.
When we do read the prayers in the scripture, praise the Lamb of God.
stuff that is going to move you, praise the Lamb of God, into a greater place with God, that you can see your prayers before daily, that will cause you to even pray more because you're receiving answered prayer. One of the greatest falls or downfalls of life is praying with no results.
Our prayer has to find some substance.
praise the Lamb. Jesus doesn't bow, always pray, and not thank, praise the Lamb of God. There has to be a level of petitioning, praise the Lamb of God, without it being redundant in your own eyes, praise the Lamb of God, that we keep pressing on the door of heaven, praise the Lamb of God, or the presence of God in prayer, hallelujah, to allow God to know you're serious about it.
Amen.
Okay? I'm going to put it to you like this. Hallelujah. Every time I leave town now, praise God, Gabby is at the age to recognize that her dad is gone to preach, minister in other cities. So now when she gets on the phone, almost every day she says, where are you? Are you in town? That's what Gabby asked. Are you in town? And I tell her, yeah, dad, I'm at home. Oh, okay. Okay, so that means you can come see me, or you can come get me, and we can go eat, all this kind of stuff. Praise God. All right. Praise God. That's one level. The next level is, if I say I'm out of town, then Gabby says, so what you going to bring me? Because she wants something from out of town. Praise God. Almost every time I come back, I have to surprise her with something. She wants a surprise from Daddy. Praise the Lord. So watch this. This last time I was out, when I went to Virginia, I thought Gabby had forgotten that I was on. So when I got back, I thought, hey, Daddy, what's your way to come to Gabby? I know you have my surprise. So you know what I had to do? I had to go sit and get something in Detroit that she thinks that came from Virginia. Watch this now. Watch this now. It's because of her persistence. Come on up to me. It's because she's concise. Praise the Lamb of God. She's at a place of saying, I know you got it. Praise the Lamb. I asked for it. Praise the Lamb of God. I talked to you about it. So I know you had it. Praise the Lord.
Bold in the presence
went to Jesus and asked him, told him that they ran out of wine. He said, what business is that time? But watch this. Watch this. She predicated his performance upon his love.
Him giving Peter and James, and nothing in them, it was like you on my side, they were revolting.
If you read the story carefully, Peter didn't believe what was happening. He thought it was a dream.
Somebody say, let the rivers flow. believe I'll take a drink from the well, won't run dry. I believe I'll take a drink from the well that giveth life. Thou only knew the gift of God and who it was that said to be. Thou would have asked of him, give me drink, and he would give unto thee. My God, inside of me.
praise the Lord. Another session comes to a close as we listen to Marvin Sapp. I hope and pray that the message was inspiring and that you received something from it that will be a blessing to your life. Again, I ask for your prayers as the Lord recover me over the weekend, and we'll be back Monday, Lord willing, on the show. I thank God for each of you. Those of you who would like to make a donation or purchase products, please go to psmintl.org, and there you will be at our website, and you will see all of our products, things of that nature. I bless the Lord for each of you, and I thank God for your chiming in today. Be blessed. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. I am, of course, excited about your future, knowing that God is doing a great and powerful work in you to bring you into the place of your newness. Bless you now.